The best place to start a tour of Riverview Farm is right here in the beginning, in front of Ed Hodgson's tall, square, white home planted on the prairie.
This house was built in 1899 by my great-grandfather who homesteaded here. And these two bur oaks right there were planted in 1919 on their golden wedding anniversary.
Welcome to Central Kansas on a fine June morning, a far cry from the November day in 1871 when Ed Hodgson's great-grandparents arrived here from Virginia during a blizzard. Henry Clay and Hannah Hodgson were a young couple from Virginia who were lured out here by the Homestead Act and its promise of free land. Their first home was a dugout on the banks of the Little Arkansas, looking out on an Indian camp across the river.
And in that one-room dugout was Henry Clay and Hannah and one-year-old Charles, his sister Ann Eliza, his brother George, and a freed slave, Charles Brown.
The Hodgson's story is much like the thousands of other settlers in the Great Plains in the West, people who face the harsh frontier in hopes of bettering their lives. The Homestead Act is considered one of the primary documents of American history and was recently named one of the best gifts Congress ever gave the middle class.
270 million acres was settled through this law in 30 states. Today, there's an estimated 93 million descendants. That's basically a third of our nation's population. So the story is huge in size, scope, and impact.
That's Mark Engler, superintendent of the Homestead National Monument near Beatrice, Nebraska. This is the site of the first homestead, land that is now home to a museum that rises up on the plains as if growing in the tall grass prairie, its roof shaped like a huge silver plow facing due west. This monument is part of the National Park Service, and yes, Engler and the monument's historian, Blake Bell, wear park ranger hats. Blake says the law was intended to populate the West and to cultivate land.
The United States became this agricultural superpower, the breadbasket of the world, because of all the land that they were giving away under homesteading, and all that land is being turned into farmland.
The Homestead Act allowed anyone over the age of 21 to file a claim for 160 acres, even women and slaves. But this law very clearly excluded one group of people. Native Americans were removed by false treaty or just the wrong end of a gun and placed on reservations, the beginning of what many have called a government-sanctioned genocide. William Thomas, chair of the University of Nebraska History Department, says that fact is a challenge to interpreting the legacy of the Homestead Act.
And so an act that we celebrate as settlement of the West is also an act at the same time that enabled the stripping of land from Native peoples. So we have to come to terms with that in some way.
Back at the Hodgsons in Kansas, the screen door slams after us as we continue our tour in the big farmhouse. Ed Hodgson's great-grandparents survived two winters in the dugout and many more hardships, fires, grasshoppers, deaths. But they clung to the land for the required 5 years, built a home and a barn, and proved up their homestead claim. Here in the front room is a glass-covered case with family heirlooms, a gold-headed cane, an old pistol, hazy black-and-white photos of sturdy folks with blank faces.
I think they were just more tenacious than some.
Some 60% of those who tried to make a go of it on a homestead failed. But the Hodgsons hung on, and Ed Hodgson, the fourth generation, still lives in this house. He won't be the last of the line. Many in the fifth and sixth generations are here in Kansas, some farming, some working in town, helping achieve one of the goals of the Homestead Act, populating the Great Plains. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.